Glory.
Pastor Carl Edmonds, founder and senior pastor of Millennial Reign. He's God's threshing instrument, born and raised up in the Homewood area for such a time as this. Such a time, Carl Edmonds. Running with God's vision, he is seizing the kingdom of God by force. Where kingdom power is established. Blessed with a fierce, bold, and uncompromising delivery. Millennial Reign Family Worship Center, an urban church for an urban generation, is ignited by its utter dependence on God, a passion for souls, and its determination to hold fast to integrity. Now, it is time to hear the word of God from this radical preacher, who will deliver a power-packed word straight from the throne room. Allow the Spirit of God to move freely. Pull out your word, stand to your feet, and let's welcome the founder and senior pastor of Millennial Reign Family Worship Center, Pastor Carl Edmonds.
Amen. God bless you.
Joshua 15. Okay. Joshua 24, verse 15.
Thank you, Lord. Verse 15, Joshua 24.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. What do you think about ministry on the walk? And I do like that, worship on the walk. Amen. We've got to take time to actually come outside of the walls. Amen. Because it's wonderful to build a wonderful sanctuary, but nobody really understands why you're doing it. Amen. But we are outside tonight because we want the city of Homewood to hear the word of God and hear what's going on and what God is doing at Millennial Reign Family Worship Center. Yeah. Amen. So I would like to welcome those who came over to join us. God bless you. I appreciate it. God is going to bless you. Amen. And you're blessing us. Amen. And I want us to go into the word of the Lord today. And again, if you are looking for a church home, amen, we are a church that's not looking for members, but we are looking for family. Amen. We are looking for those who would like to be a part of this fellowship and would like to, you know, that don't have a church home or is not getting exactly what they need at the ministry that they're at. Amen. We are a church that is radical for Christ. Amen. We are on fire for the Lord. How many on fire folk on the, how many on fire folk do I got out here tonight? Amen. Amen. Our praise and worship is wonderful. The word of God is wonderful. Amen. The worship is wonderful. And I just thank God for this opportunity to come outside of the house. Amen. And tonight, the word that I'm going to preach very quickly is really profound because of us coming out of our house tonight. We want to make sure that we preach a word for your house. Amen. Amen. So you could take something back with you and be just glorify God in your house. Amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Joshua 24. Joshua 24. I love the book of Joshua because he's a powerful man. Amen. Joshua 24, verse 15. Let's go to verse 15. If you don't have a word, then just latch on to someone else and let's share. Amen. We are not a stingy church. We are not a stingy church. Amen. We are a church that want to share the word of the Lord with everyone. Amen. So just latch on to someone that has a word and go to Joshua 24, verse 15. Amen. Amen. God, we pray that you would bless the word. And God, as your word goes forth, God, we pray that you would change things in the name of Jesus. Change the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Elder Joshua 24, verse 15. And the Bible records.
And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Let's read that one more time, one more again, because this word is about to penetrate somebody's hearts, and not just your hearts, but your house. Amen. Amen. Let's read that again.
And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, as for me and my house. Come on, tell him like you really need God in your house. Come on, tell him, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. See, I don't know how you run your house, but I know how I run my house. I don't know how what time you may schedule for your children to eat, but I schedule my children at a certain time that they eat. So when they eat early and they can go to bed early. Amen. So you, how you treat your household, I may not treat my household the same way. How you discipline your children may be different than how I discipline my children. And today I want to speak about the great importance of there's one thing that we all should do together. Amen. And as for me and my house, amen, we will serve the Lord. How is your household? What exactly do, who do you worship in your house? Oh, I'm talking to somebody. We get to a point in our life that the importance of the family, of the development of today's society, cannot be downplayed. However, despite its importance, watch this, the family in America is going the way of BET. We all know about BET, don't we? We know about MTV. We know about the music that we listen to. R. Kelly, Licorice, or whatever his name is, Ludacris, 50 Cent, and all of the reality shows that we watch. We would like for our houses or our homes to reflect what we watch and what we listen to. But look at your neighbor and tell him the devil is a liar. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. R. Kelly can't give me what God can give me. Ludacris can't bless me like God can bless me. 50 Cent can't bless me with money like God can bless me with money. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. The social hard times are increasing and remedies are being suggested on every corner. A multitude of programs and projects are feebly treating the symptoms while the problem goes untouched. We've got to start touching our problems. Am I talking to somebody in here? We've got to realize that our problems begin at home. Ah, y'all don't hear me. Our problem begins at home, and we seem to leave that problem untouched. But if you're excited about what God is about to do in your house, look at your neighbor and tell him, we've got to start touching our problems in our homes. I don't know what kind of problem that you may be dealing with, but tonight, starting this night, oh my God, me and my house will serve the Lord. I've got to start dealing with the issues that goes through our homes. I've got to start dealing with the issues that our children bring home. I've got to start dealing with the issues of depression when our children come home, sad and feeling alone. I've got to deal with the issues of being broke. It starts in my house. So now I've got to understand that as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. We've got to start touching the problems. Come on, touch somebody. Tell them, touch the problem. Touch the problem. Don't be scared. Go home and touch the problem. Go home and find out what the problem is. Why aren't you blessed with the job that you need to be blessed with? Why are you walking around sick? Why are you walking around feeling like you're losing your mind? Let me break it down for you. Because your house ain't right. Oh God, because your children ain't right. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Everything is falling apart because you can't get your house right. As for me and my house, I'm gonna serve the Lord. Many of the present overabundance of social problems that our country faces can be traced back to the gradual devastation of the family. Today, there are fathers who have abandoned their responsibilities. Do I have a witness? There are women out there who have children, and the fathers have just left them hanging. Yeah, devastation in the family is happening. Mothers who have hired others to give their children tender, loving care. And young people who are growing up as wild weeds and untamed and unclaimed. We've got to take our children back, hallelujah, because they're running around wild and untamed and unclaimed. Oh, we've got to take him back. And today, more than ever, there is a need for strong Christian families that resist society's ever-changing definitions of male and female responsibilities. I'm tired of the government trying to tell me how to live. Oh my God, I'm speaking to somebody. Oh, if I could just call on God when I'm in trouble. The government can't bless me. Yeah, I may be on welfare, but my God is the only one that can bless me indeed. Oh, my God is the only one that can turn things around. My God is the only one that can bring me out of the storm that I'm living in. Yeah, we've got to, oh God, I feel it right here. We've got to start taking control of our family. Oh, men at the sound of my voice, husbands at the sound of my voice, fathers at the sound of my voice, mothers at the sound of my voice, take your house back. Oh, hallelujah. Today, those who believe in Christ should strive to keep the Christian family from diminishing to a point of becoming a thing of the past. Oh, we've got to get to a point where if I die, then everybody else will understand and know that I was a man that served a mighty God. And it didn't start on the streets. It didn't start in my church, but it started in my own house. Hallelujah. We've got to get to a point of becoming a thing of the future instead of the past. Our text, Joshua 24, verse 15, considers Joshua as he makes his farewell statement to the children of Israel just before his death. He here challenges them to be loyal to God that has brought them from Egypt's bondage and over the Red Sea. He concludes this portion of his discourse by asserting that he and his house would serve the Lord. And since there was no record of having held a family council meeting by what or some type of gathering with his family to try to figure out exactly who are we going to serve, by what authority could Joshua assume to speak on the behalf of his family? There were those who would quickly assume that Joshua was being dictatorial and was planning to force his wishes on his family. Others might say he was being a bit bold since he could not guarantee that they would make good on his word. His health was failing. Joshua was 110 years old. What would give him the impression that he could ensure that his family would serve the Lord? We can share Joshua's plight when we put in it in the context of the modern family or the modern believer. How many heads of households today or that are here tonight could make the same declaration and know that it would be honored? If we are limited, the scope of the declaration excluded total loyalty to God in every respect and limited, it is to simplify attending the Sunday worship service. How many heads of a household could say, yes, Pastor, as for me and my house, we will be present on every Sunday morning. Why? Because me and my house will serve the Lord. I know growing up in the Homewood community, my mama used to make me get up and go to church because she made sure that if you're living under this roof, you're living in this house, you're eating my food, me and my house will serve the Lord. So that included everything. I don't care what's in there, roaches, rats, husbands, children, whatever. Me, oh my God, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And guess what happened? If we did not go to church on Sunday morning, or if we did not come and pray together as a family, or if we did not worship God together as a family, she would point straight to the door and show us our exit. If you don't want to bless the Lord with me in my own house, then baby, you've got to go. If we could just get to a point where we just let folk know, baby, if you can't serve the Lord, then you've got to go, because you're putting a scar on my blessing. I want everything that God has for me, and I'm not blessed because of you. You decided that you was going to sleep in and sleep out, but I've got some news for you tonight. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. So So we've got to take the leap of faith and show the enemy the door. Y'all don't hear me. We've got to realize that our blessing is in serving the Lord. Unfortunately, there would be many whose heads could respond, "Well, Pastor, I'll be there myself, but I can't speak for my wife." I'll be at church, but I don't know about my husband. I'll be at church, but you see, my kids, they've been in school all week and they just tired, and this is their Sabbath day for sleep. But the devil is a liar. As for me and my house, everybody's getting up and we're going to serve the Lord. Everybody's getting up and we're going to church. It's not just a tradition. It's something that we must do in order to be blessed. As for me and my house, oh my God, I will serve the Lord. That's the only way we could survive. That's the only way we could pay our bills. That's the only way that we could live a long life. That's the only way we can make it to the kingdom. That's the only way we can stay out of trouble, is if we get up on Sunday mornings and we go to church and we bless the Lord together. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Watch this. Therefore, we can understand the value of Joshua's statement in light of our own complexity. To say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," is a statement of confidence. This confidence is built on three key factors, write it down, that are crucial to the success of the family even today. This is how you can get your success. Y'all don't hear me, Homewood. This is how you can get your success. Everybody that's representing Millennial Reign here tonight, this is how you can get your success. During the course of his life, Joshua's life, Joshua demonstrated his faith before his family. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Joshua demonstrated his faith before his family. He showed his family boldness in Christ. Watch this. Baby, how did you come home with a brand new car and we broke? Check this out. It's my faith, baby, that got it. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Oh, baby, what happened? The doctor said you were sick and all of a sudden you're healed. Watch this. It's the faith, baby. If our homes, if we could just demonstrate the faith before our family's eyes and we can understand that God is able to do all things. Oh, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Tap your neighbor and tell him, work your faith. Work your faith. Work your faith. Number two, Joshua, he was a man of prayer. Joshua was a man of prayer. He was a man that prayed around his family. He was a bold man that was not afraid to drop on his knees, fall on his face, and say, "God, I need your help. God, this is the time that I call and I say thank you for everything that you blessed me with." If we could just take the same bold step and pray in front of our children, pray in front of our husbands, pray in front of folk that live under our roof, and let them understand that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He was a man of prayer. He prayed around his family members. Write this down. Number three, he was a man of action. He made sure that he got it done. We've got to start being women of action, men of action. We've got to be bold enough to stand up and say, "Listen, boy, you're going to do exactly what I tell you to do." We've got to be strong black brothers, strong black women. We can't be afraid of our own children. We can't be afraid of our husbands. We can't be afraid of our wives. Joshua was a man of action, and if we just be bold enough to let our family know that as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord, we've got to start being women of action, men of action. I don't care what it takes, we've got to make sure that we get it done. Yes, sir. We've got to make sure that we get it done. Yeah, we've got to make sure, and that should be the resolve of every believer. To stand strong in faith, that God will always stand with us when we are right. Hallelujah. And to actively stand on the Lord's side is to bring our families to the cross. To actively stand on the Lord's side is to witness for him in every way. To be on the Lord's side is to be willing to stand for him even in difficult times. Let me stop right there. Right when the difficult times come, right when you feel like you can't pay your bills, right when the doctor hits you with some bad news, that's when we all of a sudden like to leave the Lord's side. But look at your neighbor and tell him, I can't leave him now, because even in difficult times, oh my God, he's blessing me. Even in difficult times, he's watching out for me. So I can't give up on God now. I got a lot of nerve turning my face from God when he's done everything for me. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. Oh, he gave you food on your table. He put clothes on your back. You got a lot of nerve to turn your face on God when he's been too good for you. I've got to learn how to bless the Lord at all times in difficult times. I've got to learn how to, when I'm going through, God, I need your help. Let us all resolve like Joshua. Let's be like Joshua. Tap your neighbor, tell him, be like Joshua. What in the world is your problem? Be like Joshua. Be like Joshua. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Come on, tell him, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Yeah. In order for me to get into position to make sure that me and my house will serve the Lord, I will need to take care of some business. In order for me to make sure that me and my house will serve the Lord, I need to make sure that when I go home, I've got to take care of some business. Watch this. First, this is the first thing I'll do when I get home. This is the first thing you should do when you get home. You've got to get to a point where you have to say, I done had enough of this mess. It's got to get to a point where you say, enough is enough. I'm tired of living like this. If everybody in my house would just touch and agree and serve the Lord with me, then everything else in our lives would be great. Oh, when I get home, I've got to get to a point and say, enough is enough. This house will serve the Lord. If you don't like it, then get to stepping. Oh, if you don't like it, then get to stepping, because enough is enough. My blessings are in me and my house serving the Lord. My healing is in me and my house serving the Lord. My financial breakthrough is in me and my house serving the Lord. My deliverance is in me and my house serving the Lord. My rest late at night is in me and my house serving the Lord. You have to get to the point where you just have to say, enough is enough. Oh, if you done had enough, just shout, enough is enough. When you get home, just walk in your door and say, enough is enough. Me and my house will serve the Lord. If you don't like it, then get to stepping. Yeah. And in your opening the door, yeah. Secondly, you will need to, you've got to take your house back from the devil. You've got to take your house back from the devil. Tap your neighbor and tell him, take your house back from the devil. Turn to Matthew 11:12 very quickly and watch this. Oh, this is going to bless you. Matthew 11:12. I'm about to step on somebody's foot. Watch this. You didn't know this, but verse 12. The kingdom of heaven, I'm breaking it down to the short version if that's all right, suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We've got to take back what the devil stole from us. And one of the things that is stole from right under you are our homes. They took our homes. They took control of our homes. You've got the power and the authority to take whatever the devil has stole from you. And all you got to do is go and get it and take it back by force. Do I have any witnesses outside in Homewood tonight? Oh, that the devil has tried to take over your house. The devil has tried to take over your children. The devil is trying to take over your schools. The devil is trying to take over everything that you're connected to. But watch this. Take your house back from the devil with force. Take your children back from the devil with force. Take your money back from the devil with force. Take your mind back from the devil with force. Take your jobs back from the devil with force. Take your opportunities back from the devil with force. Take your schools back from the devil and take it with force. Take it back and use the power. Oh God, tap your neighbor and tell him, use the power. Use your power. That's all you gotta do is use your power, because for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Got to take it back. We got to take it back. 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 Tap your neighbor. Tell him, take it back. I'm almost through. I'm almost through. I'm almost through. Yeah, 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 yeah. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Number three. This is it. Number three. Oh, hallelujah. Is the word blessing somebody? Is the word blessing somebody? Yeah, 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 yeah. Go to 1 Timothy 6 and 20. 1 Timothy 6 and 20. 1 Timothy 6 and 20. We have gotten to a point where we just let our children do whatever they want. We have gotten to a point where we have just let our husbands do what they want. We just got to a point we let our wives do what they want. We've gotten to a point where we done start letting our pets do what they want. Oh my God, I'm serious. We done got to a point where we let our children do what they want. But we've got to take it back tonight. We've got to understand that the only way that we can make it and we have a blessing in the end is that if we start here in this house blessing the Lord together, where there is unity, there is strength. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be in the midst. Come on somebody, you could be a household of four. He said, I'll be in the midst where two or three are gathered. I'm right there in the midst. For me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to serve the Lord. First, I have to get home and say, enough is enough. Then I've got to go home and take my house back from the devil. And then when I do that, I need to make sure that I protect my house. Because once I scare the devil out and I start letting my house understand that it's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That means the devil's going to get even more angry. He's going to try to attack us even stronger. But I've got to guard what God has given me. 1 Timothy 6 and 20 says, guard what has been given to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge. Watch this. Don't worry about what folks say about you in your house. Y'all didn't hear me. Don't worry about the worldly and empty chatter. Folks will talk about you. Folks will talk about your house. Folks will talk about how you live. You just make sure that you and your house is in order. I love you and I love your house, but I need to make sure that my house is in order. See, I got a lot of nerve talking about somebody else when my own house ain't in order. Oh, guard what God has given you. Go home and put protect what God has given you. As soon as the spirit of lust show up, you better rebuke that thing in the name of Jesus. As soon as, my God, y'all don't hear me, as soon as that sin of lying shows up, you better rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I don't know what kind of element that you're dealing with in your house, but whatever shows up at your house, you better protect what God has given you. Oh, you better protect your children. Protect everything that God has given to you. Oh, hallelujah. Folks will talk about you. They'll roll their eyes at you. They'll have an attitude with you. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You better guard what God has given you. Protect what God has given you. Step on the devil when he tries to show up. Let him know as soon as the devil shows up at your front door, he very might well ring your doorbell. You better peek out the window and tell him nobody's home. You better let him know face to face. Devil, no weapon formed that gets me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. I've got the victory. God has already given me the keys to the kingdom. I've already got the victory. Show the devil the way out of your house. Show him out of your children. You've got the power and the authority to lay your hands on your own children. Rebuke that spirit on your husband. Rebuke that spirit on your wife. Whatever kind of spirit that's in your house, you better snatch some anointing oil. Take it and rub it on every wall in that house and say, devil, you are dismissed. You are dismissed. You don't even need to ring a bell. Just tell the devil you are dismissed. Why do I have the power and the authority to dismiss the devil? Because this is my house. Me and my house will serve the Lord. You better guard what God has given you. Guard what God has given you. Don't worry about the worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge. Forget about that and just move on. Look at your neighbor and tell him, move on. It's time to move on. This is the day that I'm going to move on. All right, last point, number four. First, I'm going to go home and say, enough is enough. Then I've got to go home and take my house back from the devil. And then when I take my house back from the devil, I'm going to guard my house from the devil or the spirits. And when I get to that point, now that I'm protecting what's mine, now I've got to be able to praise in my house. Oh, y'all didn't hear that? Praise in my house. I've got to be able to praise in my house. Go to Acts 16. Acts 16, verse 25. Acts 16, 25. Watch this. Somebody's about to break out into praise in your house. Watch this. Acts 16, verse 25 says, but about midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns of praise of God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were unfastened. Oh, watch this, watch this. When you praise God, things change, not just for you, but everybody that's in there with you. Y'all didn't hear me? When you go home and you make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you're not just praising God for things to change in your life, but your whole household, the whole foundation will shake. Y'all didn't hear me? Your blessings for your children is in your praise. Your blessing for your husband is in your praise. Your blessing for your wife is in your praise. All you got to do is go home and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yeah, God, all I got to do is pray.
praise God in my living room. When he cusses at me and slaps me around, all I got to do is go to the restroom and praise God. Watch him change things, not just for me, but all of a sudden, the man in this house want to bless the Lord. All of a sudden, he ain't slapping me no more. Why? Because you took the faith. You had the boldness to praise God right in your living room. As for me in my house, we shall serve the Lord. Watch this. Yeah. The scriptures, it simply said, and suddenly there came an earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison house was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains, everyone was released from their prison. Do that to their praise. What kind of prison are you living in tonight? What kind of prison are you living in at your house? What kind of prison are your children living in? All you got to do is break out in the praise. All you got to do is break out in the shout. All you got to do is break out in the hallelujah. Why? Because hallelujah is my highest praise. I've got to praise God in every condition. I don't care what it looks like. I don't have a job, but I'm gonna praise your name anyway. I ain't got no food on my table, but I'm gonna praise God anyhow. Right in the dead smack of my living room, I'm gonna turn PET off. I'm gonna turn MTV off. I'm gonna turn R. Kelly off. I'm going to turn 50 Cent off. I'm going to turn all this bad reality shows off. And I'm going to shout right in my living room, because the Lord has blessed me and brought me this far. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Just shout in your house and watch the foundation change something. So praise God in your house and watch what happens. Make a joyful noise in your house and watch what happens. So what, you live in an apartment? Y'all don't hear me. So what, you live, somebody lives under you? So what, somebody lives next door to you? Your lease don't say you can praise God, but my word says something different. This is the lease that God has given me, and in giving me this lease, he has given me the release to shout whenever I feel like shouting. So I'm going to shout in my house. I'm going to shout in my apartment. I'm going to make some noise. I'm going to shout on the sidewalk in Homewood. I'm going to shout on the bus stop. Why? Because I want things to change. I want things to change. I want things to change. I've got to change. Things got to change. Things has got to change. Things has got to change. So I got to praise God. Watch this. In Paul and Silas praising the Lord, watch this. They knew that they weren't the only ones going through. So watch this. They totally considered everybody else that was locked up. y'all don't hear me. When they begin to praise God, then everybody else begin to praise God. See, if we could just learn how to do. We could just turn to the Word Network. And we could just turn to TBN. And we could just turn and be blessed. And we could just go to church on Sunday mornings. And we could just turn our radio dials to 1510 WGBN 1150. If we could just get those things in our spirit. If we could just get to a point where I refuse to be selfish. I refuse to be all by myself. I understand that folks are under me, but I hear they need a breakthrough too. So God, this praise is not just for me, but this praise is for them too. Paul and Silas knew that other folks were locked up. And in their praising, an earthquake came. It came. And what happens when the earthquake comes? Things begin to shift. There's a word right there. In the middle of the earthquake, things will shift. My God, you've been without a job for 3 months, but all of a sudden you shouted in your living room. There was a shift. Ring, ring. Are you available? With benefit. $15. $10 an hour. Yeah. When you praise God when you're sick, ring. There's a shift on the doctor's report. I don't know how that got there, but it says that you're all right. Everything is fine. When you shouted in your living room, you weren't able to eat. You weren't able to pay your bills, but all of a sudden, your financial stability was shifted. My God was able to bless you. My God was able to feed you. My God was able to pay every bill that needed to be paid. God will send an earthquake. God will send an earthquake. God will send an earthquake. If you just decide that me and this house will serve the Lord, me and this entire house will serve the Lord. And if you don't like what you hear, then get to stepping. Get to stepping. Get to stepping. And that's why you don't need to worry. That's why you don't need to worry. That's why I'm sick of black folks. I'm sick of us. We get to a point where we're stressed out because we can't do this or we can't do that or they dock my pay or I ain't got a job, and all of a sudden your blood pressure goes to a high level because you feel like you can't make it without a job, because you feel like you can't make it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. You better call on God. You better shout dead smack in your living room. What are you worried about? Oh, God will never leave you nor forsake you. What you worried about? What you stressed out about? God has got your back. Don't you understand? God has got your back. Tap your neighbor and tell him God's got your back. Everything you need is in him. Everything you need is in your praise. Everything you need is in your shout. Everything you need is in coming to church on Sundays. Everything you need is coming to church on Thursdays. If I would just bless the Lord at all times, everywhere I go. Why are we stressing out at work? Why are we getting stressed out because folk getting on your nerves, a boss getting on your nerves? Find yourself a corner. Find yourself a cubicle. Go to the restroom for about a split 2 minutes and just praise God. Praise God. Praise God and watch things shift. An earthquake will come and change your boss's mind. Y'all don't hear me. God is protecting what belongs to him, and that is you. God is protecting what belongs to him, and that is you. Now all you gotta do is protect what God has given you. And dead smack in your house, you better praise God and watch things shift. Watch things shift. Watch things shift. Watch this. Real quick. I got 10 minutes, but I'm gonna use 5 of that. When the jailer awoke and saw the prisoner doors open, verse 27, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." How are you going to break out of jail and just let the guard know, "Hey, listen, I'm right here, dog. Everything all right. Put the sword down. You don't need to take yourself out. We all right here." And he called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And after he brought them out, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Look how powerful your praise is. Look how powerful your shout is. Y'all didn't hear me. Look, let me say that again. Look how powerful your praise is. Those who did not believe in God because of your praise and your presence. There it is. Because of your praise and your presence. Folks are trying to figure out, what must I do to be saved? Look at your neighbor, tell him, "I told you your presence was powerful. I told you your presence was powerful. Baby, when I show up, things change. When I show up, things shake. When I show up, things shift. When I show up, opportunities come. When I show up, the devil shows out. When I show up, the devil better leave. When I show up, things change. Not just for me, but who's ever around me." Y'all didn't hear that. Whoever's around me. whoever's around me will have to deal with my presence, because my presence is powerful. You ever get a quickening in your spirit when you walk past somebody? That's because you felt the anointing of their life. If you ever get somebody to walk past you and they feel like, they feel a little wheezy and they feel a little good, that's because of your presence. You just walk past them and you were able to show them the God that's in you and the power that's in you. Your praise in your house is important, because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Look at your neighbor, tell him, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Homewood, you've got to serve the Lord and watch Homewood change. Where there is unity, there is strength. Where there is unity, there is strength. I guarantee you, if we all just got together one night in Homewood and decided to shout at the same time, watch Homewood shift. It will never be the same again. If you and your husband and your children can just get together in the living room and just praise God, watch things shift. Things will never be the same again. Yeah. Praise in your house. Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and just make a thunderous applaud for the Lord, because he's been so good to you. God has been great. God has been wonderful. God has done awesome things. God has healed our bodies. God has blessed us even when we didn't deserve it. God, how did I get this car? I don't understand. I didn't deserve it. I wasn't living right. How did I wake up this morning? How was I able to put my 2 feet on the floor? God, I thank you. God, I bless you. In spite of the pains that I feel when I wake up, I feel the arthritis spirit trying to take over me. I still bless the Lord because I feel good. He's been too good for me not to open up my mouth and praise him. I've got to praise my God because he's been too good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I double dare you to get your family together tonight. I double dare you to get your family tonight. I double dare you to declare some things in your house. I double dare you to dismiss that spirit out of your house. I double dare you to dismiss the devil out of your house and put a praise on your lips. Oh, watch things shift. Watch things shift. I'm talking about tonight. I ain't talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about tonight. I double dare you to shout. It ain't gotta be long. But oh God, we bless you. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we honor you. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you for everything that you've done for me. I double dare you to shout tonight in your living room or in your bedroom. I double dare you. 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 Very quickly, I need to know if there's anybody out here, outside, at the sound of my voice, sitting here, that is not saved and you want to be saved. This is your opportunity. This is why we are here. Because there is someone that needs to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. This is your opportunity. We don't understand that tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late, and sometimes later on tonight may be too late. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. See, what you don't understand is that you don't have to go home and fall asleep and then die. No, you could die wherever you are. You've got to understand that you could die when you're driving. You could die. Tomorrow may be too late, and tonight may be too late. So if that's you and you want to confess with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, this is your opportunity to come and give your life to Jesus Christ. This is your opportunity. opportunity to come and say, I want to be saved. This is your opportunity to come and say, I want to be a child of God. Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Anyone? Anyone in Homewood? Anyone? 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 And understand that this is not the only opportunity if you don't go out tonight. That you could come here anytime on Sundays, and you can come here on any Thursday night and be blessed and come and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Go home, women and men of God. Find out who is living in your house and that is not saved. And make sure that they get the right relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Clap your hands tonight. Clap your hands tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands, everybody. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Tell your neighbor, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord.